Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Everything SEO. Today, we're going to talk about what I think is a really, really good topic, mainly because it kind of pertains to everybody. Like, it doesn't matter. As long as you have a website, this relates to you. And it is something that pretty much anywhere you look up SEO, it's going to mention. So if you look up SEO tips on Google, this is going to show up. The only issue is normally they don't tell you what it means. They want you to do a little bit more research and kind of figure it out on your own. So today we're going to talk about what it means to use keywords in the right places. So even if you have it in like formal SEO research or keyword research, you probably have an idea of some type of keyword. So if it's on your services page, you're probably thinking, you know, if you're an Instagram marketer, I need to rank for Instagram marketing. Okay, that's a keyword. So what do you need to do to put that keyword on your page to help you rank? And we're not going to talk about the difficulty of keywords today because that's a whole nother topic, and about the keywords that you should target. We're just going to talk about where to put your keyword. So this is what it means to use keywords in the right places. Also, I just want to just put a disclaimer out there. We're going to just talk about like your main pages right now. Content SEO, blogging, it's a little bit different. Just because it's long form content, and so where you mention your keywords is going to be a bit different than your regular pages, which tend to have like maybe 300 to 500 words, whereas, you know, a blog post can have anywhere from 500 words to like 1500 words or 3000 words, although I don't recommend that, but again, another topic, another day. So for your main pages, you're going to start with your page title. So your page title is what Google's going to show people who search your website or search the keyword that you're trying to rank for. So if you're an Instagram marketer and you want to rank for Instagram marketing, your page title might look like Instagram marketing for service providers. So if someone looks up Instagram marketing and you happen to be ranking, the little clip that shows up on Google would say Instagram marketing for service providers. And there is your keyword in there. So perfect placement. All right, moving on to the next one, it's going to be meta description. So underneath, if you show up on Google, you see the page title, and then right underneath there, where it's like a little description about the page, that is the meta description. And this is one of those things that you can specify on your website. So you want to mention your keyword once. You don't need to mention it multiple times, just once in your meta description. And it needs to feel natural. We're not going to make this super complicated, but it needs to be in your meta description somewhere in the beginning or at the end. Next is going to be your URL for the page. I always recommend that if it makes sense, then your keyword should match your URL. Well, your URL should match your keyword, really. So if your keyword is Instagram marketing, your URL is going to be yourwebsite.com/Instagram marketing. Next is going to be your H1 heading. Your H1 should be at the top of your page, and you should only have one H1 heading. You're going to want to mention your keyword, again, naturally, please, there, and then also in some of your subheadings. So this is your H2s and H3s. Do this with a little bit of caution. Remember, we're using a sprinkle, don't spray technique with your keyword. We want to sprinkle it in your content. We don't want to spray it. Next, it's going to be in your image alt description. So this does not have to be in every image alt description on the page. Pick your main image and then sometimes pick a secondary one if you have a bunch of images on your page to use your keyword in. And again, it needs to feel natural. It should not feel forced. It should not be like Instagram marketing would be the entirety of your alt image description, because we also have to remember that this is for accessibility. So it needs to make sense in the context of the image. And I do go over this a little bit more in one of my YouTube videos, which you're welcome to check out, just about how to write a good like image alt description and how to make sure your images are optimized for SEO. So in your page content, like on your main pages, I'm not talking about blogging pages, just on your main content, you want to sprinkle it in there. Remember, like I said, sprinkle, don't spray. A good rule of thumb is 1 to 2 times per 300 words, excluding headers. Now, you can kind of alter this as you see fit, like if it makes sense, but we don't want to stuff our keywords. All right, and then for like blogging content SEO, we are going to follow a similar like setup for the basic SEO. But then when it gets to like your headers and your content, it's going to be a bit different. So we're going to cover that in the next episode. We're going to dedicate an entire episode just to covering putting your keywords in the right places for blog posts. Now, and I mentioned these before kind of as we were going through, but I want to just touch on them again just so you kind of have them in your mind while you're using and putting these keywords in places. And doesn't it just seem a little bit more simple when we break it down like that? Like there's what? 6 places. Or 7 places if we're going to talk about like the actual content on the page. 6 places to 7 places on the page where you need to mention keywords. Your page title, meta description, URL, H1 heading, subheadings, and alt descriptions. And then like sprinkle it in your content. So pretty straightforward. Now getting into the copywriting things, that's a whole different ball field. But when you're putting them there, we have to follow a few best practices. So one of the first things you need to keep in mind is don't stuff your keywords. They should feel natural on your page. They shouldn't feel like you're forcing it. They should fit into the conversation. They should flow in what you're trying to share. That includes like your regular content, so your paragraphs, and it should also include your headers. Like it shouldn't feel forced. Now, sometimes when we're targeting a specific keyword, we do have to get a bit creative in how we're phrasing it. But overall, like just keep calm, brainstorm a little bit, and just make sure it feels natural. Now, again, the next best practice, like I like to remind you, is no hiding keywords. This is very similar to like stuffing keywords, but at the image, like end of your image description, like don't just add the keyword. Or my favorite comparison is, I don't know if you ever heard, but or saw it when you were in school, but one of the things that was going around was adding, when you had to hit a certain word count, adding another paragraph of just random or duplicating a paragraph and putting it in white words. So they would put like text in white at the bottom of the page. And so the teacher wouldn't see it, but it would count towards the word count. Like, don't do that with keywords. Don't just put it in random places, even though people can't see it, because that's a big no-no. All right. Now, I mentioned this before too, is the sprinkle, don't spray. We don't want to overuse our keywords in our content. And there's a little bit of a way to get around this if we feel like we have to mention it, but we've already mentioned it what we feel is too many times. But it's 1 to 2 times for 300 words is what I've found works. And like, you know, use your gut instinct with this. Your gut instinct. Go with your gut with this. Like, listen to what feels good as you're writing, but try not to overuse it. Now, a way to get around this if you feel like you're using your keyword way too many times is to use alternative keywords, which are different variations of your keyword. So like Instagram marketing, an alternative would be marketing for Instagram. So there's just different ways to turn that around and kind of use it in your content without repeating the same thing over and over again. And what I love about this is like it's really broken down where you need to put your keywords and like some things that you need to think about while you're doing it, but we didn't. The goal is not to overthink it, and we don't want to make it super complicated. Like, as with everything, the more you do it, the easier it's going to be. So you're going to get in the habit of putting the keywords naturally into your content. Those first few times are going to feel like it's hard, and it's going to feel kind of unnatural. The same thing, you know, happens to me when I go to post on Instagram. Like, Instagram is not my main platform, so it takes me a lot longer to come up with a caption or to make a graphic than it does someone who loves Instagram. And the same thing goes with SEO and working in your keywords. Like, it's going to be a lot quicker for me who does it daily and does it often. And, you know, this is what I do all the time versus somebody who's just getting into it. And so just give yourself some grace and you can always make updates. So the benefit of having our websites and having access to our website, which is, I'm going to give a little shout out to Showit, and I love WordPress for this too, but it's very user-friendly to go back and update like your SEO on your pages. Now, the only thing I don't recommend is updating your URL. That's an easy and quick way, like break a bunch of links and mess up your SEO. But feel free to go up back and update your page titles, update your meta description, and, you know, play with your headings if you can, and it still makes sense. and just kind of see how that impacts your results. Obviously, give it a little bit of time to settle and see if Google is going to change or improve your rankings, but just fill it out. It's actually recommended that you go back and update your pages, same with your content, for SEO and kind of fit SEO best practices as they are. But that is all for today. If you want to know a little bit more about like keyword placement, or you know, are you putting them in the right places? How can you put them in the right places on your website? Like, feel free to book a strategy call. That's one of the main things that we do. We look at your pages, or one of the things that we can do. We look at your pages and I can kind of guide you on how to rephrase this to fit a keyword. What are some of the best keywords that you can use in these pages? And just if you're talking to Google in the best way possible to share what you're doing and rank for what you want to rank. So if you want to do that, the link's in the show notes, along with a few other resources to kind of help you with ranking and placing your keywords. But until next week, when we're going to talk about where to place your keywords in your blog content, I hope you have a great time. As always, I hope you are able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.